Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on? Hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are encouraged tonight. Hope you guys are blessed tonight. You're feeling blessed. I hope that you are ready to talk and hear a word. I appreciate you. Right now, I am live on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm also live on IG, and it feels so good, and Facebook Live. You know, it feels so good to be here tonight. Come with this message. Let me turn this thing down right here.
Facebook Live. So good to be here.
Okay, all right. All right, cool. Here we go. Guys, you know, it's been a week. It's definitely been a week, and I'm definitely encouraged tonight. I'm encouraged. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed with come and go. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. So listen to this, guys. You know, tonight, guys, I'm talking about staying connected to the present with the future focus. And I'm going to break this down to say staying connected and future focused. Tonight, I'm talking about staying connected and staying future focused. Now, listen to this. You know, why am I saying this? Because guess what, guys, when life happens and life happens, sometimes we have to deal with things as they come. Let me take some of these things down. We have to deal with some things as they come. So here I am dealing with some issues, and not really the issues, just dealing with life, right? So I'm talking about staying connected and about connections, the importance of connections. You know, there are different things we can come on here and talk about, but, you know, honestly, guys, I want to encourage you guys who are coming through, who are listening, to stay focused in this season, and don't be distracted. You know, don't be distracted by the things that are happening, by the things you are experiencing, that you're seeing, the things that are happening. Don't be distracted in this season. Don't be distracted. I pray God will bless this time today, our time together. I'm looking forward to this next couple, 2 weeks. There's so many things that have been going on recently, you know, in my life this past season. And I have these songs, and it's amazing I have these songs, Life's Lessons, even Volume 2, that will be coming out pretty soon, probably in the summer or so. I'm just doing music. I love music, and I'm going to put it out there, and hopefully someone will be encouraged by that and by my book that's coming out, Not Me, Not Now. That's going to be coming out pretty soon. Yes, I'm putting it out there. So there are a lot of great things in our ministry that I'm excited about God, what God is doing in this season. But tonight, talking about this whole thing about staying connected and the importance of connections, so that when you fall down, it's very important to have connections and have people who will lift you up, people who will encourage you when you are going through some of the things that you are going through, and we're going through and dealing with life's issues. It's great to have people that you're connected with who will speak life. Hey, what's going on, KB? How you doing, buddy? It was great to have people who are connected that you can call on, say, hey, KB, I need to call you. You know, it's good to have people that you can say, look, I need to call you. or when I fall, make mistakes, I can call you. So it's very, very important that we stay connected. You know, who are we connected to? Who are we connected with? You know, so because listen to this, guys. If you go through life that like you're the only person and no one else is there, guess what? It makes it a harder life than it's supposed to be. It's great to have people that you can just call to and you can speak with. You can say, look, I need to pray. It's good. So tonight I'm talking about staying connected to the present with a future focus. And I've broken that thing down just to say staying connected and future focused. If we don't understand, life is about connections. You know, and life is like a train. You know, there's some people I know who are experiencing death or experiencing grief, who are grieving, just as I'm grieving. And one of the things that helps me is some of the things I've received from people is like something that said, something to the point of, we're like a train. My aunt sent me something that said, like, we're all like on this train. Some people are on that train for a while, and then when it's your time to get off, it's time to get off. But your destination, you're going to your destination. You might not be getting off the same place, but it's your destination. So guess what, guys? Sometimes in our lives, those connections change. And the thing about it is that if you believe in Christ, if you love the Lord, you need to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. So my mom's in the best place as she can be, because I know that she loved the Lord. I know she lived for the Lord. I saw her life. I didn't know everything, but what I did see and how she did raise me, what I did see is that she loved the Lord. You know, and so to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Guess what? She's in a great place. So I'm saying it to say, listen, whether people are here and people pass away, guess what? We have connections. And guess what? While we're still here, guess what? There are other people that God will bring to support you, to hold you up, and to encourage you. So it's so important that we understand the importance of connections so that when we are down, I know I have a brother or sister I can turn to and say, look, I need to talk with you. You know, I have some people, and let me tell you this, in this season, God's brought people who I thought would not be around. He's brought people into my life. And guess what? Some people I thought would be there haven't been there. But guess what? God is still God, and you just have to keep it moving. But I'm talking about the importance of connections, because guess what? God will give you what you need in the season that you need it from the people that you need it, who you need it from. You know, life is about connections. So who are you connected with? Who are you connected with? I hope you guys are doing well tonight. You know, and why go through this thing? Why talk about these things? Because guess what? You know, some things are messages. There are some messages that you have to revisit. You know, and you know, because when you're going through things and life is changing, guess what? You need to sometimes God will take you back so he can remind you of that word that he gave you in the previous season. Guess what? This message, staying connected to the present with the future focus. And I said, staying connected and future focused, because your connection is important. My first point tonight is this, life is about connections. Life is about connections. When you think about it, and you look at TV and looking at different events that have happened, people are, you know, we're all going through a whole bunch in this season. People are experiencing a lot in the season. And it's so great to have connections, people that you can call on, people whom you can depend on to be there to help you when you're going through. And hopefully the vice versa, where you can be there for them. Life is about connections. Connections to the past, memories, loves, joys. Listen, life is about connections. Connections to the past, memories, loves, joys. Listen, I can look through old pictures. I can look through my mom's pictures. I can look through different things. I can look through timeline and then see some experiences, some things I've experienced in life. Life is about connections. Facebook, you know, MySpace, all those different things. Connections, how to connect and reconnect with people. Guess what? Life is about those connections. those past memories, the loves, the joy. So when you're going through and you can go through it, like, listen to this. On my Facebook, there's some things that pop up and I'm like, oh yeah, connection to the past. I remember when that happened. You know, I remember receiving that. I remember where I was when this particular post was put up. So guess what? Life is about those connections. We experience love. You experience joys. Guess what? Not only do you experience love and joys, sometimes you experience pain. What's going on? I got Nugget. What's up, Nugget? Nugget on IG. You know, it's like you experience love, you experience joy, you experience pain, you experience disappointment. Life, you experience different emotions, different things, and it's about connections. And those connections can also encourage you to move forward. When you're connected to the right people, you have the right people behind you, you have the right people encouraging you, you have the right people right beside you, guess what? Sometimes you guys might not understand it or even know it or realize it, but you might be encouraging someone right now. You know, when I started doing this via Facebook, I've been doing the Heart Love Radio Show probably since 2006. And before I used the Facebook Live, I wasn't using Facebook Live, I was just doing Blog Talk Radio. And before then, you know, someone had said, look, I was about to commit suicide. And that person got a ding. She got a ding that I was about to come on. So she came on live and she heard what I was talking about. And she said, she told me this. She said, I was about to run out and throw myself in front of a moving car. She had written her letter. She had written her death letter, her suicide letter. You know, she had kissed her kids goodbye. But she wanted to watch the show first, and she said she didn't do it. Praise God. So you don't know about those connections and how those connections can encourage you to move forward. Because life is about moving forward. You know, in this season, guys, there's so many different things going on. But I just want to just thank God for every bit of what I've learned, for the things I've learned, the things that I have come to realize even more so, even in this season, the importance of connections, the importance of knowing who you are connected with and who has your back and whose back do you have. You know, it's very, very important. You know, and connections can help you to learn. If you're willing to learn, guess what? Those connections can help you to learn. You know, there are things I said, I am not going to come up here and talk about certain events, but I'm going to tell you this. Connection can help you to learn. And sometimes, guys, we make mistakes. And once we've said what we said, once we've done what we've done, once we've written what we've written, we put it out there into the universe, to someone else, sometimes those things you cannot take back. There's some things you just cannot take back. But the question is, are you willing to learn from those mistakes? Are you willing to learn from mistakes? You know, are you willing to learn? So connections can help you to learn if you are willing and open to learning. Are you willing and open to learning? Are you willing and open to learning? You know, Psalm chapter 31, verses 23 and 24. Let me go there. All right. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. You know, I want to encourage you to be faithful. Be faithful. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Listen, stay encouraged in this season. Stay encouraged in this season. If you're coming through, say hey, say what's up. Let me know that you're there. Wave. Send a smile or something. But I appreciate those people who come through and those who actually share this on your pages. I appreciate you. You know. So this week has been a pretty good week. You know, I'm grateful. God's getting me through it, and it hasn't been. It's been something else. It's been something else, but I'm just grateful that I'm still here. Stay connected. John chapter 15, verse 1 says this. I am the true vine. What's going on? What's going on, Purple Chanel? I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. You know, remain in me. Remain in Christ. You know, your connections are so powerful. Your connections can also keep you from moving forward if you don't let go. You know, let's talk about this. The art of letting go. I preached that sermon, and I'm going to go back and reread it and redigest it. The art of letting go. You know, guys, in this season, sometimes one of the things I'm learning is that sometimes you have to let go. You have to let go of relationships. You have to let go of people. And if it's meant to be, guess what? God will bring that relationship back if it's meant to be. And if it's not meant to be, you have to be okay with that. And learning to be okay, regardless of what you're going through and what you are experiencing. You know, the art of letting go. Because connections, life is about connections. And connections can keep you from moving forward if you don't let go. If you don't let go of the past, if you don't let go of the past thoughts, if you don't let go of that stinking thinking, if you don't let go of those lying vanities, things that just, thoughts that are running through your mind that really aren't true. You know, being willing to let go. Even let go of things that you thought, I should be doing this or this should be the way. Because sometimes we get stuck. And the art of letting go is really accepting God's will for your life in that season and being open for God to move players in and out of your life and to move you from where you are to where you need to be. See, connections are great because they can help you learn. Again, they can encourage you to move forward. But also connections can keep you from moving forward if you don't let go. And that's like sometimes we try to force seasons. We try to force relationships that really are not even working anymore. If it's not working for you, as one of my friends would say, let it go. Let it go. So connection can keep you from moving forward if you don't let go. Sometimes we don't let go because of fear. Sometimes we don't let go because we say, I can save it. You know, in this season, guys, you've got to take care of your mental health. You know, what people do you need to let go of? What situations do you need to let go of? What plans did you thought this going to happen do you need to let go? Sometimes you just got to be willing just to let go. In that season, let go. In that season, be willing to say, let me just move forward. Let me push myself back and go into that place where God is trying to take me. So connections are important. And also those connections, if you're not willing to let those go, they can keep you from moving forward in the direction that God wants for you to go in your life. If you're coming through, first of all, I'm Reverend Dr. G. Wright. This is the Hard Love Radio Show under my ministry, Fireheart Ministries. I appreciate you guys for coming through. Tonight I'm talking about staying connected and future focused, a.k.a. staying connected to the present with a future focus. You know, I want to tell you guys this about staying in the present. Stay in the present. You know, I was speaking with someone today, and I was saying, you know, sometimes we miss what God is doing because we're not staying in the present moment. Thank you, Lord. Lord, preach to me. It's okay to be preacher focused, but stay in your present moment. Stay in what you're going through so you can get everything that God wants for you to get. For myself, guys, you know, for those you know, now, I just recently lost my mother She passed in December. And it has been rough. I'm not going to lie, but God has been gracious. God's brought me through. He's bringing me through. And I'm just sharing that. I'm just sharing that. And staying in the present. Staying in the present. You know, I'm learning to grieve in a more healthy way, in a healthier way. And I've been learning. So I'm able to be how I am right now because of God's grace and because of what I've learned in these seasons. And I tell you this thing, staying in the present. So if you're grieving, stay in that grieving. Move, work through that grieving. So when you come out of it, you know that you're really out of it. You know, whatever season that you're in, be present in that season. Be present in that season. It's amazing how God has cut some things. He's cut some relationships. He's cut some friendships in this season. And, you know, and I'm saying, okay, yes, Lord, stand in the present. I'm not focusing on that person, on people not being there. I'm focusing on God, what are you speaking to me in my life, for my life in this season? And I want to encourage you, stay in the present where you are. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a season for everything under the sun. And like I've said before, we might not be in the same season. Our seasons might overlap. But guess what? If you might be in a season of reaping, another person might be in a season of sowing. So one person might be in a season of building, one might be in a season of tearing down. You know, so but being present in your season, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this experience I am experiencing right now? Lord, how do you want me to move and navigate through the pain, through the grief, through all these different emotions I am experiencing? God, what is the reason? You see, the thing about staying in the present, listen to this, the key is learning to be awake in your moment. Sometimes we are asleep. Sometimes we're choosing to be asleep. Sometimes we're choosing not to be present when we're going through some of the things we've been going through. And what happens is that we can sometimes lose sight because we're not even looking at what's in front of us. We're worried about how we're going to get to the next destination. We're worried who was not with us in the past season. And sometimes we can miss the move of God because we aren't focused on him. Because we're not focused on what we should be learning in this season, in the season that you're in. God will be your strength when you cannot hold on. God will be that protector. He will be there. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. I love that song. God will make a way. I'm telling you this, listen, guys, being present in your season, understanding where you are, and then understanding the whole thing about staying connected, staying in the present, owning your emotions, owning what you're experiencing. Listen, do not miss life's lessons. You know, I sang a little bit of that on one of my posts. And I won't ignore, I feel inside. But I'll open up my eyes, and I'll open up my ears to life's lessons, oh yeah. To life's lessons. And I won't ignore how I feel inside, but I'll open up my eyes. And I'll open up my ears to life's lessons. Let me tell you this, guys. Open up your heart to life's lessons. The whole thing about staying connected and future-focused, listen, staying in the present, do not miss life's lessons. Do not miss what God is trying to teach you in this season. I'm learning about people. I'm learning about, listen, guys, you know, I was talking with one of my play aunts, one of my spiritual aunts, I'll say, and she said, it's not that people don't know. It's just that people don't care. And I said, wow, that's so true. It's not that people don't know. People just don't care. Let that sink in. And I'm going to tell you this, guys, understand the season that you're in. Understand, praying, Lord, I need some guidance. What do you want me to learn this season? And this season I'm learning, guys, that people don't care. while people don't care, guess what? People do care. There are those who don't care, and then there are those who do care, and then there's those who don't care. Well, guess what? You can make a decision to stay connected to, and focus, put your focus on what God has for you and those people who are there for you in that season. Those people, you can be there for them in that season. You know, it's not about focusing on people who don't want to be there. Focus on those people who are there. You know, focus. And listen, do not be afraid to move forward. Now, hold them out, staying connected and future-focused, staying connected. Listen, do not be afraid to move forward. And sometimes moving forward might mean that you might be going through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, you might be going through the shadow of death, the valley of the shadow of death. But guess what? I, as the psalmist wrote, I'll fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Listen, God will be there for you. There's some seasons that people are not going to be able to go with you. There's some seasons that you have to go through some things by yourself and with God. And God might bring people here and there, but that season is for you to get what God wants for you to get. And sometimes it's your journey. One thing I learned is that this is my journey. One thing I want to encourage you about today, that your journey is your journey. Is there are some parts where it's only single lane. There are some parts where it looks impossible, but God is carrying you through it. You might not even see the path, but God is leading, guiding you. And you have to be willing to go walk that thing by yourself and God alone. You know, my Auntie Sheila writes this, yes, that's the key. Don't get stuck in the why of it all, but turn to God and what do you want me to learn from this? It's not about them. It's between you and him. Thank you. Thank you so much, Auntie. That's my Auntie Sheila. That's why, thank you. Thank you so much. Why am I focused on the people, the person? If I focus on them, I'm going to lose focus on him. He places people and cause things to happen to lead us to him. Amen. That's what it's all about. It's about leading us back to him. The ultimate connection that you need to have is your connection with what? You and God. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. It's about that connection. That's the ultimate connection. Staying connected. Staying in the now. Staying present. Lord, what do you want me to learn now? Now. I love what you wrote, Auntie Sheila. Why am I focused on the people, the person? If I focus on them, then I'm going to lose focus on him. Good evening, Kathy. How you doing, Kathy? You know, and that's so true, Auntie Sheila. Tonight we're talking about staying connected and future focused, aka staying connected to the present with a future focus. You know, first point tonight was life is about connections. Second point, stay in the present. Stay in the present. I love this part that you wrote here, Auntie Sheila. He places people and causes things to happen to lead us to him. That's such an important statement, Auntie Sheila, because guess what? It's about him getting the glory, and it's about him sometimes using things, persons, places, and things to get our attention. You know, I'm blessed and praying all is well. All is well here, Kathy. I'm just taking it day by day, and I'm just thanking God for giving me the grace. Because it's not easy at times, but guess what? God's giving me the grace. God's giving you the grace. He's giving us the grace to walk this walk. You know, work through your issues. One of the things I want to encourage you about tonight, this whole thing with staying connected and future focused, work on your issues. We all have issues, from the least to the greatest. From the person you think doesn't have any issues to the person who you think they all have a lot of issues. Guess what? You have issues as well. We have issues, things that we're working through and that God is bringing us through. We have issues. So in staying connected and future-focused, I want to tell you, work through your issues. So when God brings us to this place of brokenness, when he brings us to this place and causes things to happen to lead us to him, guess what we've got? When he shows us what ourselves, when he shows us those things we don't want to see, we've got to be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And understand, have humility, a humble heart, and be willing to be used. Be willing for him to use you. Be willing for him to bless you. You know, we've got to be willing to do that. You know, work through your issues. So God's not bringing us to these places for us to just look at the issues. No, you got to be willing to work through it. I know the Clark sisters saying this, I've got work to do, work. You know, I've got work to do, work. You know, I've got work to do. Guess what? You've got work to do. Kathy writes, yes, he is the same grace. Yeah, yeah, Kathy. I know I'm late in saying that, Kathy. But you know, the whole thing, guys, listen, we got work to do. I'm going to tell you this. Memories are great. I want to tell you this. Memories are great. And sometimes we fall into the rut of living our lives based on past memories. Oh, when I was 10, we did this. When I was 11, we did this. Well, what about now? You know, do we stay stuck in the past? No. We let those memories fuel us now. Let those memories that you have, those wonderful memories, like I'm going to let those wonderful memories that I have of my mother, those wonderful memories of the things that she's taught me throughout the years and how she's encouraged me, I'm going to use those memories to move forward to do what God has called me to do. See, memories are great. Let them fuel you now. Don't let them weigh you down. Don't let them keep you from moving forward. No, use those memories to fuel you, to encourage you to do the things that God has called you to do. Staying connected and future focused. You know, others have begun a new chapter in their existence. Continue to write your chapter. I'm going to read that again. Others have begun a new chapter. Some other people in your lives, they might have begun to write their new chapter, right, in their lives. Continue to write your chapter. Continue to write your chapter. You know, guys, you know, sometimes we get stuck on, and this person did that, and that person did this, and they moved on, they're writing their own chapter, and we're so focused on that that we miss, because we're not looking forward, we're not looking forward. We miss because we're looking over here instead of looking forward. We miss what God is doing in our lives because we're so focused on what this person is doing over here, that person is doing over here. No, you stay focused and you make sure you write your chapter. You make sure you stay connected to God. You make sure you stay future focused and that you're working to move forward. Now, Auntie Sheila shares this from the New King James Version, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Thank God for the reconciliation. Thank God for the reconciliation. You know, I'm going to tell you this, you know, people, we might be in different seasons, but it's about us knowing which season that we're in. And it's about us saying, you know what, thank God for those memories. I'm going to take those memories and I'm going to move forward. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to be dedicated to God. I want to be reconciled to God. I want to be reconciled to my brother, I'm going to be reconciled to my sister, but also understand the season that you're in. Just because there's reconciliation does not mean that God's telling you in this season it's time for you to walk with that person. It might be like, I received that. Now, in this season, I've got to stay focused on what God is calling me to do with my life. You know, I tell you, continue to write your story because sometimes, guys, we give up. Sometimes when it looks, appears that situations have changed, we give up right at that point where we should be saying, I'm going to believe you, God. We give up right at that moment where God's saying, not now. This is not the season for you to give up. But sometimes we give up. But I want to encourage you to to continue to write your chapter. And it's okay to move on. I'm going to tell you this, guys, and staying connected to the present and future focus. Listen, we cannot make people do the right thing. We cannot make people do what they ought to do. We can only control ourselves. We can only control ourselves. You know, God has given us free will. You see, God has given you and I free will to make our decisions of whether we go forward, whether we're not going to go forward. God has given you free will. Guess what? You can use your free will today. You can use your free will at any time. So, like, sometimes we get stuck on, oh, this person said this. Well, they changed their mind. Okay, that person has the right to change their mind. Why are you upset? I think sometimes we get upset because we had our own plans. But guess what? Things happen for a reason. God has given us free will. We can either work through our issues and stay stuck. We either work through our issues and move forward, or we can stay stuck in unforgiveness. We can stay stuck in past hurt and past pain. We can stay stuck in unforgiveness. We can stay stuck. But listen to this. In this season, and I'm telling you guys this, you know, don't tell me. Show me. Let me know by your actions. If you love me, let me see your actions. Don't tell me you love me. Let me see your actions. Let me see how. You know, guys, listen to this. God has given you free will. And I'm going to tell you this. Activate your faith. I'm going to tell you tonight, activate. What's going on, bro? Activate your faith. Tonight I'm talking about staying committed and future focused. I mean, not staying committed, staying connected. It's all about connections and future focused. You know, activate your faith. Listen, your faith plus your action plus obedience will place you in God's divine plan for your life. Your faith, action, and your obedience will place you in God's divine plan for your life. You see, you got to have the faith. You got to put that faith into action. Then you have to be obedient to what God is telling you in your life. You got to do that. Work through your issues. Stay committed to the present and future focused, aka stay connected and future focused. You know, your faith plus your action plus obedience will place you in God's divine plan for your life. And sometimes, guys, it might taste like, oh, this thing is bitter. This plate is bitter. But guess what? When we go through things and we learn from things and we're willing to learn, guess what? God can use those things to take us and to teach us things. Listen, guys, we just work through the issues. Life is about connections. Stay in the present. Work through your issues. Work through the issues that you're having. That's why we have to stay focused on the Word of God, His instructions, who he says we are. Faith, action, and obedience. That's right, Auntie. That's right, Auntie Sheila. Auntie Sheila's on it tonight. And I appreciate the guys who are coming through. I really, really do. You know, the pitfalls of not staying in the present. Let me tell you guys this. The pitfalls of not staying in the present. There's some pitfalls. You know, sometimes, guys, we don't move forward because we can't move forward because we aren't willing to move. I love that, Auntie Sheila. If we pay attention as we go through. Yeah, pay attention. Stay awake. Stay woke. Stay awake. You know, as people say, stay woke. Stay woke. Stay awake. Pay attention as we go through. If we pay attention as we go through. Yeah. You miss out on what God is doing in your life if you don't stay in the present. Some of us are focused on what happened 10, 30, 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, some people even 60, 70 years ago, you took it, look at your 70s. You're still holding on to that? Sometimes, guys, the pitfalls of not staying in the present. When we don't stay in the present of what we're experiencing, what we're dealing with, guess what? We miss out on what God wants us to do. Aunt Shirley, she just said this. If we pay attention as we go through, Yeah, faith and action and obedience if we pay attention as we go through. Listen, but what happens? We can miss out on what God is doing in our lives in this season when we don't stay in the present. You know, some people are like, you did this to me, I'll never forgive you. And then you wonder, how come you don't have breakthrough in your life? You know, because sometimes, guys, we're holding on to things where instead of saying, you know, let me let this go. Let me stay future-focused. Let me stay connected to God. Let me make sure that that connection, that divine connection, is not lost. You cannot receive the new because you're focused on the old. Sometimes, guys, we can't receive the new because it's like pouring new wine into old wineskin. You know, guys, listen, sometimes you cannot receive the new. You can't walk in that newness because you haven't renewed your mind. Sometimes we have allowed things to keep persons, places, and things to keep us from moving forward. So instead of focusing on God, we're focusing on, yeah, that person did that to me 10 years ago. No, you know, and we miss what God is doing. We can't receive the new because we're so focused on the old. So if we want the new, we've got to be willing to receive the new. We've got to be willing to walk in the newness. We got to be willing to receive it. Receive the new. We cannot receive the new if we're focused on the old. We want to go into God's new season carrying old gripes. Let those things go and live. Thank you, Lord. Something just hit me. Yes, yes. Just live your life. Don't focus on the old. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. And listen, it's all worth it. It's worth it. What God has for you, what God has for me, it is worth it. Don't miss out. Don't miss out on what God is doing in your life in this season because you cannot forgive. Just live. You can't live if you're holding on to the past. If you're holding on to hurt. You're trying to hold people, if you're holding people accountable for different things, you know, let those things go. And that's like what I've been doing, guys. That's exactly where I am. You know, God's speaking to me tonight. Let those things go. And listen to this. The pitfalls of not staying in the present, you cannot grow. You cannot grow. How can God, you know, let's imagine this. If God is increasing your tenets, he's increasing everything in your life, and you just hold, you have the same things. You're not willing to change. You have the same things around. You can't grow because your area is not able to hold what God wants for you in your life in this season. You have to be willing to allow him to extend your tent for you to have room to expand, to have room to grow. You cannot grow if you do not stay in the present. People are dying. People are passing away with old hurts. People are dying. People are passing away because they're not willing to move forward. They're staying in the same spot. And listen, the pitfalls of not staying in the present, it affects every area of your life. I'm just going to here to let you know, it affects every area in your life. You know, stay connected to the present. But even before I say that, listen, everything affects everything. One area in your life, it affects other areas in your life. Stay connected. Stay connected to the present. Nurture your dreams. Connection and staying future focused. Guess what? Nurture your dreams. You might be going through something, some pain right now. Guess what? Nurture your dreams. You might be experiencing some heartache right now. Nurture your dreams. You might be experiencing the greatest time of your life. Guess what? Nurture your dreams. And stay connected. Make sure you're connected to the right people, the right person, God. Stay connected. Nurture your dreams. Nurture your dreams. Take care of your dreams. Protect your dreams. One thing my mom had always told me, everyone doesn't deserve to know everything that you're doing. You know, Nurture your dreams. Sometimes, guys, we nurture and we encourage others' dreams, and we don't do anything with what God has given us. Then we wonder, how come I'm not able to move forward? Because we're not nurturing those dreams. Nurture your dreams. Learn when to let go. Know the season you're in. Listen, guys, this whole thing about staying connected to the present, know when to let go. Because guess what? When you let go, if you're connected to your connection with God, Jesus Christ, you're connected. You're connected, right? Other people might come. Guess what? You know, he might move different people from different places, but are you connected? Are you connected to the right people? Do you have the right connections? But understand and know when it's time for you to let go. What's going on, Bishop? Learn to know when it's time for you to let go. Tonight I'm talking about staying connected and future focused. You know, learn when to let go. Learn when your season you're in. You know, and people come to us in different seasons in our lives. Understand when it's time to let go. Understand when it's time to say, you know what, I'm holding on, it's time. But just stay connected and stay and understand when it's time to let go. Keep your eyes open and look to the future and plan. Keep your eyes open. Look at what's going on around you. But guys, don't lose focus. Don't allow things that happen to get you off of focus on what is really, really happening. Sometimes, guys, things that we're experiencing and things that we experience, sometimes things are just distractions. And the test is, really, are we going to stay focused? Are we going to stay connected? And are we going to stay future-focused? You know, but keep your eyes open and look to the future. Look forward. You know, and then live with expectancy of the things to come while living in the present. Live with expectancy of the things to come while living in the present. In other words, guys, hope. Believe and have some hope that God is going to move in your life. Hope, 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 and move forward, guys. Move forward. You know, in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says this: I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You might be going through something today, guys, but I want to encourage you to live with expectancy of the things to come while living in the present. And I want you to be encouraged. It might look like things are going crazy and haywire right now. Listen, as he said, Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Have peace. Who are you connected to? Are you connected to Jesus? If you're connected, you're going to have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Whoever told you that you're not going to have trouble as a Christian, they weren't telling you the truth. Jesus says, in this world, you will have trouble, but, before you hear the word but, when you say but, that means, okay, that's not the end, but take heart, be encouraged, take heart, I have overcome the world. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds my future and life is worth living just because he lives. Let me tell you this, guys. He lives. You know, let me listen to this. Staying connected to the present with a future focus, or you can say staying connected and future focused. Listen, keep your focus on God. Keep your focus on Jesus. Expect the best. But understand that you're going to have some troubles in this world. Understand you're going to have some trouble. Understand you're going to have some situations. Understand you're going to have some ups and downs. But understand that he will make a table in the presence of your enemies. He will anoint your head with oil. Your cup will overflow. Listen, God has you. You have to trust and believe that he has you. And then you have to say, remember, don't give up. This is not the season to say, I'm going to throw in the towel. And guess what? When you make mistakes, guys, get it right and get back on track. No man is perfect. no man is perfect. And sometimes, guys, when people make mistakes, we jump on them. We knock them down. But guess what? We don't want that to happen to us. We don't want people to do it to us if we were in that situation. So I'm encouraging you guys to have some grace. Have some love. Be willing to learn. Be willing to grow. And guys, stay connected and future focused. And when you make a mistake, get back up. Repent, Lord, forgive me for I've sinned. Please restore me. And guess what? Then move forward. But stay connected. If you fall down, get back up. If you fall down, you feel like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. You just trust and believe. You say your prayers. You believe. And you move on in faith and trust God. But I just want to encourage you tonight. Stay connected and future focused. Stay connected to the present. Stay in your present. Learn what God wants you to learn in this season in your life. Is it going to be easy? No. But guess what? It's worth it. It is worth it. Now, so I just want to encourage you today to stay in what God has called you to do. Do the things that God has called you to do. Walk in those things that God has called you to walk in. Do the thing. Move forward. Stay connected and future focused. Keep your focus on God. Where to next, Lord? Please show me. Where to next? I'm going to do it. Stay focused. Stay focused so you can move forward. Stay focused so you can grow. Stay focused so you can be all you can be and what God and do what God has called you to do. So stay connected to your present. Stay connected. Stay planted with your feet planted. And say, Lord, let me learn everything you want me to learn in this season. So I will be better prepared for what is to come next. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that you are encouraged, that you will be encouraged. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning into the Heart Love Radio Show. Thank you so much for your prayers. Check out my book, A Poet's Heart, on Amazon. Check out my music on iTunes. Just look for G-Wright. And I just want to say, guys, thank you so much. You can look on iTunes for music as well as other online venues and stores. I want to say God bless you. You know, listen, guys, be committed to what God has called you to do. You know that God will bring you through every second, everything that you're going through is for a reason, and God has not forgotten you. I just want to encourage you tonight. Those on Facebook, please share this message on my pages. I want to say God bless you. I want to say thank you so much. Have a great day, a great evening. Have a great day tomorrow and a fantastic week. I look forward to seeing you this coming Thursday from 9 to 10. I just want to say God bless you. Have a great one. Don't forget, you can also check out my official website, www.gwrightonline.com. God bless you and have a great night.
Tonight you're feeling blessed. I hope that you are ready to talk